All this week, we're marking the 20th anniversary of the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in downtown Oklahoma City. The attack killed 168 people and injured hundreds more. But anyone born after the early 1990s probably doesn't remember it. As Rachel Hubbard with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange tells us, a play at Oklahoma City University is trying to make sure those stories don't disappear into history textbooks.
Everyone remembers exactly where they were when they found out about the Murrah Building bombing on April 19, 1995. It's a moment frozen in time.
I was in Southeast London. I was directing a production of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at the ICA. And I was in a rehearsal, and a friend of mine came and said, "You have to watch television."
But what do you do if you can't remember? There's now an entire generation of young 20-somethings who have no recollection of that day or the lessons learned. So Brian Parsons, the Associate Dean of Oklahoma City University's School of Theater, is using art to help.
We didn't want to recreate that day, you know, because that day doesn't need recreating. And we wanted to really show that out of evil and out of tragedy comes beauty and hope.
So this week, OCU School of Theater is launching a play. It's a verbatim-style play based on 26 testimonies from survivors, first responders, members of the media, and others. And it's not just about that day. It's about the grit and resilience of Oklahomans, the pride, the will to survive. The play, entitled The 20th Anniversary Oklahoma City Bombing Project, was written by English playwright Steve Gilroy and was commissioned in August. Gilroy has written verbatim plays for other historical events and experiences, including the plight of women in Afghanistan.
It was a tough life. And that's part of why we are the way we are here, I think.
Michelle Roselle is a senior at Oklahoma City University and portrays Florence Rogers, a survivor of the bombing, and Jennifer Reynolds, a member of the media. She opens the play with a monologue of Reynolds as she remembers her grandmother, a widow and a pioneer, feeding her kids by washing clothes.
My grandmother would say they would wring clothes until they cried at night because their arms hurt so bad. And so she and her kids did all that. Took in other people's laundry, and that's how they survived.
Roselle was 2 years old in 1995 and doesn't remember anything about the bombing. During the process of creating this play, she and other actors met the characters they portray. She says this kind of performance, the real stories with lights, sounds, and costumes, will help the next generation understand the impact of the bombing.
You can truly bring a story to life on stage, and if it moves someone, then that story will stay with them for a lifetime. They'll always remember the visual and emotional experience.
The way the actors portray the stories will be unique because it will be in the subject's own words, including all the ums and ahs that happen in natural speech. Parsons thinks that's one of the defining characteristics of verbatim-style plays. He says they tried to dig deeper into the survivors' experiences during the interview process by asking them questions like what music they were listening to in 1995.
It completely blindsided all of them. They'd never been asked about what music they'd been. And the purpose of that question was to really kind of throw open their sense memory about it. Now, some people had a perfect recollection of music. Some people couldn't remember any sounds from that period. It's almost as if the explosion pushed away that part of their life, blew away that part of their life.
For others, when they remembered the music, they remembered images. And images brought forth memories they'd never talked about. Parsons says many of those memories are heartwarming and some are funny, tying together Oklahoma's tragic experience with the spirit of resilience and recovery. For the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange, I'm Rachel Hubbard.
OCU Theater holds complimentary performances of the play Thursday through Sunday, and they'll also make it available to schools. Tomorrow morning, we'll meet a man who found himself standing inches away from Timothy McVeigh in a police lineup.
You are the sun.